Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kasauge with another interview for you. Today it's on posture, and I have Dr. Natalie Cordova, who's a chiropractor, and she's going to chat with us about posture. So, Dr. Natalie, I'll get you to introduce yourself and let the listeners know a little bit more about you.
Fantastic. Hi, Rick. My name is Dr. Natalie Cordova, and I'm a chiropractor here in Houston, Texas. I've been practicing for 14 years, and my passion is posture, and it goes hand-in-hand with chiropractic, because chiropractic is the alignment of the spine. And so I thought it was interesting, 17 years ago, being a freshman in chiropractic college, that some of my favorite professors and wonderful professors of the spine would be so focused on fixing an aspect of the spine but not seeing the bigger picture of good posture, and they themselves would have bad posture. And I just thought it was so ironic that my professors, and then thereon after, I would see so much more bad posture everywhere. It's epidemic. And that's been my passion, not just to align the spine but to have good posture. And you would think that they go in unison, or they work together, but not necessarily. And I would love to talk to you more about that today.
Excellent. Great point, because I think many people that are listening have gone to see a chiropractor and they've gotten some sort of alignment done, depending on what technique that they end up following. So how you end up being different is you still align the spine or the body up, but then you end up focusing on the posture side. And how do you focus on the posture side?
And that tends to be very independent from my practice, and it's unfortunate, but that's, you know, we're in the midst of Houston, where a lot of people come in because of an injury, and then they're done. And so our job is to emphasize good posture and to help continue to educate them about their posture. And so we do complement the care, but we've also found a big niche where there's people that don't come to us. We see them on the internet that they want to know about their posture, and it's not about pain. They want to fix their posture. And so we've been able to reach two different audiences. One, the pain, and we really try to help them get the bigger picture, but not always are they ready to hear it, because they're just in pain and they just care about the pain and they're out. So I'm able to tap into two of my passions by, one, focusing on the specifics of it, being, you know, the misalignment of their neck or their mid-back, but then also the bigger picture, and then also, reaching out to a more global, the whole world. You know, we sell people the DVDs in Australia and Israel and all over the world, but we're able to teach good posture exercises and what the alignment of the spine is supposed to be and the balance of that.
Okay, so then you have your practice, and then you help people around the world improve their posture, and it can be related to they want to improve because of pain reasons or because they just know it's beneficial to improve their posture when it comes to whatever their life goal is.
Absolutely.
Okay. And since most people that will be listening to this interview are fitness professionals, why should fitness professionals work on posture when it relates to their clients?
And I think they are the perfect people to be able to capture both audiences, because I tend to have both extremes. I have people that are sitting at their desk looking for how to improve their posture, but they're not in pain. And then I have people that are in severe pain. They don't care anything about their posture. And so fitness professionals that have someone that's not at either extremes, or maybe they do want to work on their posture, but if they're saying, you know, hey, I've got, you know, I'm post-operative rotator cuff shoulder injury that I need help with, and they're able to help them go, okay, well, let's work on this shoulder injury, but also go, you know what, you have short pectoralis, you have elongated paraspinal muscles. We need to balance these out so that you're going to limit your being prone to having more injuries.
Excellent. Great point. So, you know, listening to you chat, it sounds like there's two areas that, like, a fitness professional would need to focus in on. There's the exercise side of things, and then there's also kind of looking at the various positions that the client is in, you know, throughout the day.
And so you don't want to just focus on one area and be done and not address other things where they're bent over at their desk or they're bent over in whatever work situation they have. You do want to assess that, but there's a lot that you can capture when you can reverse or counterbalance. I focus on a lot on is counterbalancing the damaging effects of our lifestyle. Is, you know, there's hardly anything we do that's symmetrical and balances out from the front of our body to the back. Where we lean much more forward, we carry groceries, we carry books, we're always rounded in our upper body, and we don't balance things out. And so when you have a healthcare professional assessing your posture and looking at your posture, they are the ones that can make such an impact and such a difference by pointing that out. I mean, how many times I go to the gym to see people day after day, week after week, working out, and they're getting in good shape. They go and they do the cardiovascular, but they don't ever work on their posture because they don't tune into it. But they're there to put in the hours to fix their body, but they neglect their posture. And I think when healthcare professionals can say there is a big imbalance in their pecs versus their back, the pecs are so tight on almost everybody. Their back is elongated, their traps, their lats are elongated, and that's what needs to be shortened and pulled them back so that they can have good posture throughout the day. That's where you can be so impactful, and using the same time when you're exercising to balance that out.
Excellent. And then what would you say, Dr. Natalie, what would be common mistakes do you think that fitness professionals would make when it relates to improving their client's posture?
One, I think many don't really tune in to trying to fix their posture. I think they maybe focus more on fixing the problem. You know, I think that's the big mistake, is that they just try to rehab the shoulder and not assess the overall balance and how it really can benefit that shoulder or that knee injury that they're the client is coming to complain about. You know, like, help me fix this. And when really, if they could just step back and help their client go, let's get the big global picture. Let's, you know, have stronger base, having the feet strong, the legs, the hamstrings. The hamstrings are always tight, and that can make a big difference to low back pain. It can make a big difference to the support of the spine and then even the shoulder. So, you know, the hamstrings always tend to be a very short, tight, restricted area, and then the pecs are always short and tight as well. So those are the biggest ones that you can make the most impact on their posture by addressing, strengthening, and stretching those areas so that they can get the posture. So, one, tune into the posture, make it a priority to help their client fix, and then, two, is to address the pecs and the hamstrings.
Excellent. So, Dr. Natalie, we'll wrap up the interview here. Where can people get more information about yourself and the great DVDs that you have?
We're at postureconfidence.com. And sometimes you even just Google posture, and we're like one of the first people to show up. It's fantastic. There's getting to be more and more information about our website and what we do, and so it's pretty easy to find us. Confidence.com.
And I found Dr. Natalie on YouTube. Dr. Natalie, off the top of your head, do you remember what your YouTube channel is?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. If you go to YouTube and you type in Posture Confidence, Dr. Natalie's YouTube channel will pop up, and she's got some great videos there of herself, how she explains things to her clients, and some great exercises. I know with myself, I'm pretty familiar with posture. I teach courses for fitness professionals when it comes to posture, but I'm always looking for new ways of assessing posture, new ways of cueing up my clients when it comes to posture, new exercises when it relates to helping my clients with the posture. And I definitely got that with Dr. Natalie Cordova's DVD, Posture Confidence. So I would really recommend that for yourself as a fitness professional, or if you have a client that wants to improve their posture, get them to check out postureconfidence.com. So thank you very much, Dr. Natalie, for all the great information. So, ExercisesForInjuries.com blog readers, thank you very much for listening to this interview. I hope you got some great information from Dr. Natalie on posture, how you can help your client improve their posture. We will see you on the blog. Take care and bye-bye.